All right, Wrestling with Theology fans, we have finally made it. The seventh and final petition of the Lord's Prayer. I am Pastor Doug Minton, standing here in the confessional corner with you, having guided you through this journey, continuing today as we look at the seventh petition and the conclusion from the small catechism as well as the large catechism. So let's go to the small catechism real quick. The seventh petition, but deliver us from evil. What does this mean? We pray in this petition, in summary, that our Father in heaven would rescue us from every evil of body and soul, possessions and reputation, and finally, when our last hour comes, give us a blessed end and graciously take us from this valley of sorrow to himself in heaven. The conclusion. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. What does this mean? This means that I should be certain that these petitions are pleasing to our Father in heaven and are heard by him. For he himself has commanded us to pray in this way and has promised to hear us. Amen, amen means yes, yes, it shall be so. So far, the small catechism. As we move to the large catechism, we're on page 422 in Concordia, the Lutheran Confessions, the Reader's Edition to the Book of Concord, the seventh and last petition, picking up in paragraph 113. In the Greek text, this petition reads, deliver us or preserve us from the evil one or the hateful one. It looks like Jesus was speaking about the devil, like he would summarize every petition in one. So the entire substance of all our prayers directed against our chief enemy. For it is he who hinders among us everything that we pray for, God's name or honor, God's kingdom and will, our daily bread, a good cheerful conscience, and so forth. So in the Greek of the Lord's Prayer, it is, deliver us from the evil one. There is the definite article in the Greek there, saying not just deliver us from evil in general, but the evil one. The devil himself is who we are praying against. And that is the entire substance of our prayer, is not just praying to God, but praying against the devil. Therefore, we finally sum it all up and say, dear Father, grant that we be rid of all these disasters. But there is also included in this petition whatever evil may happen to us under the devil's kingdom, poverty, shame, death, and in short, all the agonizing misery and heartache of which there is such an unnumbered multitude on the earth. Since the devil is not only a liar, but also a murderer, John 8:44, he constantly seeks our life. He wreaks his vengeance whenever he can afflict our bodies with misfortune and harm. Therefore, it happens that he often breaks men's necks or drives them to insanity, drowns some, and moves many to commit suicide and to many other terrible disasters. So there is nothing for us to do upon earth but to pray against this archenemy without stopping. For unless God preserved us, we would not be safe from this enemy even for an hour. You see again how God wishes for us to pray to him also for all the things that affect our bodily interest so that we seek and expect help nowhere else except in him. But he has put this matter last, for if we are to be preserved and delivered from all evil, God's name must first be hallowed in us. His kingdom must be with us, and his will must be done. After that, he will finally preserve us from sin and shame, and besides, from everything that may hurt or harm us. So in this closing petition, this deliver us from evil, we are praying for everything that God has deemed as not good. We have everything that is evil in this world we are praying against. Because if it were not for him keeping and preserving us, we would not last a single hour. We would be so out of shape. We would be so out of sorts and ultimately destroyed, because we would not be able to have any sort of hope whatsoever if God did not preserve us. So in this last petition, he is also pointing us back to the first commandment. You shall have no other gods. We pray for God to deliver us from evil because he is the only one who can do it. We pray to him because he is the one who has promised to do it through Jesus. Paragraph 119. So God has briefly placed before us all the distress that may ever come upon us, so that we might have no excuse whatever for not praying. But all depends on this, that we learn also to say Amen. This means that we do not doubt that our prayer is surely heard, and that what we pray shall be done. 2 Corinthians 1:20. This is nothing else than the word of undoubting faith, which does not prey on a dare, but knows that God does not lie to him, Titus 1:2, for he has promised to grant it. Therefore, where there is no such faith, there cannot be true prayer either. So the amen, yes, this shall be so. We know that God is going to hear this prayer. He is going to answer it because he has given us these words. Luke 11, when you pray, say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. He has commanded this prayer. He has given it to us with the promises that all of these things will be done, even without our prayer. But he encourages us to pray to know that everything that we have comes from him. So we conclude in this real quick look at the seventh petition and the conclusion of the Lord's Prayer, paragraphs 121 through 124. It is therefore an evil deception on those who pray as though they could not dare from the heart say yes and positively conclude that God hears them. Instead, they remain in doubt and say, How can I be so bold as to boast that God hears my prayer? For I am but a poor sinner, and other such things. The reason for this is they do not respect God's promise, but they rely on their own work and worthiness, by which they despise God and accuse him of lying. Therefore, they receive nothing. As St. James says, But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. Chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. Behold, God attaches such importance to this fact that we can be sure we do not pray in vain, so that we do not despise our prayer in any way. Prayer ultimately is for God to bring us to an understanding of all the blessings that he gives to us. And in ending the prayer with deliver us from evil, everything is wrapped up in that. It is the deliverance from everything, not only in this world, but in the world to come, where we see there is no sorrow, there is no shame, there is no vice, there is no crying anymore, but there is nothing but pure joy in God's presence. All right, this is, like I said, a quick week as we finish up the Lord's Prayer, finishing up this month of February on the podcast. I thank you for being here. Next week, we start in on baptism. So I encourage you to continue to listen. Be here for all of the Confessional Corner segments, the digging deeper as we dig deeper into the Book of Revelation, but also all the other things that are here on the podcast to help you to wrestle with the theology that is around you, because God gives it to you to strengthen you as he delivers you from evil. Amen.